Our thoughts this afternoon are entitled Resilience. I'm going to tell you about a common list of failures with a very familiar person in history, along with a few successes. And as I start to recount his experiences, perhaps you can guess who. Please don't say it out loud first. But his life is really a lesson for all of us and an example for all of us, and he's well known. Well, in 31, he lost his job. That's happened to a lot of us, right? In 32, he was defeated in a run for the state legislature. Well, it's probably not happened to any of us, but, you know, another failure. So he went on then in 33 to have a business failure. Not such a good score so far. In 34, however, he was elected to the state legislature. So he had three failures and one success. In 35, his sweetheart died and he was devastated. As a result, in 36, he had a nervous breakdown. And then he had been a state legislator. In 38, he was defeated in his run for the House Speaker. So another failure. In 43, he was defeated in a run for the U.S. Congress. Not too good of a track record, is it? Kind of abysmal. And, you know, as I was reading this, I'm thinking, isn't it time to give up? But he didn't. In 46, he was elected to Congress, so we had a success. Only really his second success in almost 15 years. So he's elected to Congress. 2 years later, he lost his bid for renomination. And in 49, he was rejected. He tried to get a job as a land officer. He was rejected for that. So in 54, he ran for the U.S. Senate and was defeated. In 56, he was defeated in a run for vice president. And then in 58, he ran again and was defeated for a run for the U.S. Senate. Now, just on the surface, if I was advising this person, I'd say, isn't it time to give up? However, in 60, he was elected president. You know who I'm talking about was Abraham Lincoln. Now, when you think of Abraham Lincoln, you don't think about his numerous failures, but you think about his success. And when you look, if I just gave you his resume, you'd say, that's pretty depressing and glum. Why don't you give up? And it really makes us wonder, how did he get to the top? And how did he learn to continue, like being methodical and continuing? But when you think about it, each of those were a step to his ultimate goal. Now, when you look at it on the surface, those steps were failures, most of them. But it's only a failure if you don't learn from your mistakes, if you don't learn lessons from life. And so all of those failures were actually very valuable experiences that made him successful as the president. You know, when I mentioned Abraham Lincoln, we think about his successes, but why? It's because he had a mission, he had focus, he had a goal, and he accomplished it. You know, his failures only made him stronger. They taught him to learn from his failures and how to work with people and how to continue on building and building and building. The other critical characteristic that he had was he had a vision and he didn't compromise on it. He had a focus. He wanted to serve the people. And he focused on that and he didn't let anyone dissuade him. His legacy was his vision and his perseverance. And I'm a disaster planner, business continuity planner, and a resilience manager. There's all these different titles, but what we deal with is the latest thing in business is business resilience. How does a business get resilient? It has a lot of failures and it learns from those examples. And I think this is a wonderful example for us in our Christian walks. As we on our walks fall and fall flat on our faces and fail, we need to get up and look to the future and persevere. And if we fail again and again and again, we keep our focus, just like Lincoln did, on the goal, on the vision, and not compromise. You know, if Lincoln had listened to his friends, he would have quit long ago, and his legacy would not exist. But that was not the Lord's will in his life. And we realize that when we look at his example, that he's just such a wonderful example, and he was so pivotal in history, not just in the United States, but this started a movement worldwide towards personal rights and freedoms that were enforced. And that was the driving force in his life. You know, what is it we do in our ecclesias? Well, we educate each other, we love each other, we support each other, and we help each other solve problems. And when we're doing that, quite often we fail. Do we learn from our failures? Do we let our failures discourage us so much that we're unwilling to take the chance for the next step? And the answer should be no. Just like Lincoln. If we learn from our failures, this is really what God wants us to do, isn't it? He wants us to learn from our failures and to continue on. In 2 Timothy 2:22, this is the New Living Translation. I like the way it states, run from anything that stimulates your youthful lust. Instead, pursue righteous living, faithfulness, love, and peace. Enjoy the companionship of those who call on the Lord with pure hearts. And so what you see here is a focus and a direction that the Lord gives us. Righteous living, faithfulness, love, peace, and fellowship. You know, did you ever think in your ecclesia, well, I don't like the situation in my ecclesia. I don't like the tone or maybe something that you don't think is right. And the wonderful thing about this ecclesia arrangement is you are empowered to change it. Your example, your work, your focus can change and transform your ecclesia. And God has empowered us to do that, hasn't he? You know, when we think about Lincoln, his legacy is not all of his failures, but his ultimate success. And it's the same case in our Christian walk. It's not our failures, because we will fail. But how we fail and what we learn from it is ever so important. I'll leave you with one last scripture. 1 Corinthians 10:31. Whatsoever you do, do all to the glory of God. Focus, direction, and perseverance. We call that resilience.